And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. Pleasant day out there. Currently 22 degrees outside. And today we're supposed to get up to a high of around 54. We're looking at 67 near the end of the week. And joining us here in studio from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, we have the dietitian up there at CRMC. We have Marsha Wingate with us this morning. And Marsha, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
It's good to have you in studio. If you can do me a favor, pull that microphone down right in front of your face, about a fist length away from your face. That way everybody can hear you a little bit better. So thank you so much. So several things you wanted to discuss today. And what was the first topic that you wanted to bring up this morning? I know we got several topics we're going to be talking about, but what was the first one you would like to bring up this morning?
Well, I do modified diet counseling for patients. If somebody has like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, wants to lose weight, or cancer, it can be hard to know what to eat or what not to eat. So I help them to review their lab results, help them understand their condition, and provide education for them about how to take care of and manage their condition. I guide them and motivate the patient, helping them to learn how to make a meal plan, how to grocery shop, read food labels, and journal their food. And if the patients want follow-ups, I do follow-ups sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly. I even do sometimes for diabetics every quarter, every 3 months. And if a patient wants to schedule, or just someone wants to schedule an appointment, they can call scheduling at 620-252-1523, and they do not have to have a referral from their provider to call. They can just call that number and say they want to talk with a dietitian.
All right. And one of the other things I want to talk about that you guys have over there, you have what's called the CRMC Health Hub. So tell us a little bit about the Health Hub, what it is and what it does.
CRMC's Health Hub incorporates social media and web resources to help a person learn about good nutrition, healthy eating, and the importance of living a healthier lifestyle. We have free downloadable resources that can help educate a person about their health, their nutrition, and their decisions for daily routine. Things you can find on the Health Hub are recipes, information on fiber, how to cut sugars out of your diet, cholesterol, are you drinking enough water, how to get activity into your day, and so on. And how you get to the Health Hub is crmcinc.org. And you scroll down to the CRMC Health Hub. It's in a light green rectangle. And then you check the blue line that says Visit Health Hub. And then the video, I do monthly nutrition videos, and the video will come up, and then scroll on down, and the resources that are free downloadable will come up as well. And then beside the box that says Health Hub, we also have a magazine at the hospital, and it's called Health Partners, and there's a little line there to click digital copy, and then the magazine will come up, and there's an article I've written there on page 6 and 7 about managing diabetes that diabetics and pre-diabetics may enjoy reading there.
And diabetes runs in my family, mainly on my mom's side, but there's been a little bit on my dad's side as well. So one of those things about like with diabetes, it's good to get kind of checked out early, especially if you have a family history of diabetes, correct?
Oh, yes. Annually would be good to have a blood test to see how your numbers are doing.
Right. And my mom, she takes the insulin, obviously. My grandmother, she used to, hers would be so bad sometimes, like we would be like at like a Walmart or something like that, and she would start getting the shakes real bad, and she would literally like take a candy bar off the shelf and just unwrap it right there and start eating it. Obviously she would pay for it, but she, it's like she needed that, I don't know, the sugar or something right there at that point, and it would stop the shakes on her. I never really understood how that worked though. Is it the sugar that helps stop it from happening, or is it just that little sudden rush that she needs, or what?
It
what's
depends
going on, with that?
On if a patient is hypoglycemic or hyperglycemic. Hyper, they're having a high blood sugar reaction. Hypo is a low blood sugar reaction. So what I tell my patients, it's very important to know what that number is when you're having a reaction. So before you eat anything, test so you know what your number is. And then I work with my patients on what to do if they are having a hypoglycemic reaction. I work with them on what foods to eat and how to take their blood sugars, and work with them till they get that blood sugar up, what to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, it runs in my family. Is there a certain age you should start maybe getting tested to see if you have diabetes or prediabetes?
That would be a provider question that I think they should answer. But most definitely, if diabetes runs in the family, it's very important everyone keep track of what their numbers are and what their symptoms may be, and then talk to your provider. But that's a question I think a provider should answer.
Absolutely. And it's a little bit different for everybody. So that definitely does make sense. So again, you can go over to crmcinc.org. You can check out the CRMC Health Hub. You can also check out the Health Partners Magazine, which Marcia does have an article in this week's, this quarter's magazine. And you also put up, like you said, you put up videos up on the website as well.
And
monthly videos talking about different subjects. What is the last video that you've done? What did you talk about in that video?
The February video will be coming this week. It will be posted, and it's on how to get more fruit into your diet and the good things that fruit brings to a person.
Absolutely. And my favorite is apples and bananas. So, so they always say an apple a day helps keep the doctor away. I eat apples all the time. So apples are one of my favorite foods, which is a good thing. So, and they're delicious too.
Yes,
as well.
They are. Yes.
I've always liked them as a good snap, because if you think about it, if you have an apple, that thing lasts a while when you're eating it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like just, you know, you open up a bag of chips and those are gone pretty quickly. An apple, you got that for a while and you just keep snacking on it. And by the time you're done with it, you're like, man, I'm full. This was really
very
delicious, though.
The skin has fiber, and it brings in lots of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants.
Yeah, and the fact that the inside of it is just so juicy, it just kind of gets that liquid satiation, I guess, for you. So, yeah, I love me some apples. I'm going to have me one a little bit later on today. So, all right. Well, Marcia, again, if anybody does want to contact you guys, or, again, once again, if they're going to want to visit about all this great stuff that you have online, once again, how can they get a hold of you guys, and what is the website once again?
Call scheduling if you'd like to talk with me about any meal plans or diets or diagnosis that you have that you want to know how to eat. It's 620-252-1523. And the Health Hub website is crmcinc.org.
All right. Well, Marcia, I appreciate you coming in today. We love having you guys in every other week, and we will have you guys in again here in a couple of weeks. But again, thank you so much for coming in today. I really did appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news from Fox coming up at the top of the hour, and then we'll have some local news with Matt Jordan. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning here in Southeast Kansas.